Hi, this is Dr. Joy. In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network. They believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event. Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community. Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can help build a more connected community. Neighbor to neighbor. It takes a neighborhood.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Keep your headphones in.
What? We're recording.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to press play.
All right. We already said that we were going to be drunk for this one. So,
well, you guys are in luck because it happened.
Man, I'm going to be honest. Here we go. Uh-huh. Welcome back to another episode of Between the Wraps with Brooke and Gina.
And
but
Dana.
Today it's Brooke, Gina, and Dana.
Woo!
This is the three best friends.
We are the three best friends that anyone
could have.
We're the three best friends we could ever have.
And this is the moment that you've
all been waiting for.
This is the moment we are giving you an opportunity to sign off.
Here's your chance.
Here's your chance that if you get offended,
run.
Turn us off.
Because
this is unscripted.
So should we change it? Unscripted.
Dude, we are so
Gina,
unscripted right
Brooke
now.
And
this is unscripted and unfiltered, and it is fueled by alcohol.
It's the first time that
and
I've
delicious
actually,
food.
I mean, there's been like other times that I felt like buzzed, but this time I'm fucked.
This is going to be a great podcast.
It's amazing.
You guys,
and
we got questions
from the
Dana
internet.
Dana posted on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I did a thing on my story, and we wanted questions. We wanted fun questions.
Yeah.
My husband gave us a ton to pick from.
All right.
All right, let's do those first.
All right, let's go.
There's a lot.
Dana.
There is a lot.
We're going to run it as like a, because there's so many questions, we'll run it kind of as a fire round. And if we're going on too long about one question, Colby, you have the authority to say, move on.
Moving on.
Move on.
If you can get off your phone for a second.
Oh, my God.
Moving on.
Question
he
number
has
one.
Two jobs to tell us to move on and to watch the camera so the battery doesn't
get off your phone.
It doesn't like turn off.
Okay.
All right. Question one comes from the Kill Rob Bailey.
Okay.
We already. If you had a human body in the head of an animal, what animal would you pick? I said a T-Rex at first, but Gina told me it had to be living.
I did.
It was living at one time.
I know, but I feel like
I'd have a horse. Horse head.
A horse head?
100%.
With your body?
Yeah.
Fucking
I mean, it would
right
match.
Could I also have a tail? Because I really love horse ears and horse tails.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
I would
this
have
this is my answer.
All right. I would have head of Kaya, my dog.
Okay, I can see
because she
that
has the best head of all heads.
I would have the head of a beaver.
Why?
Because I could chew through wood.
You could chew through wood.
I could chew morning wood.
I could chew through all that morning wood. Just like, bing, bing, bing.
Oh my.
I just be like,
dude, just gnaw it down.
Fuck. We warned you guys. 5-star warning.
I know. Sorry.
Next one.
Okay.
If you could pick three things on a desert island. This is also from Rob Bailey. I'm just kind of going in order. He's at the top. I'll scroll down in a couple, but he has some good ones.
Okay.
Three things that you would take to a desert island. What would they be?
Vibrator.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, but can I take a human?
I would use a solar panel to charge it.
No human. No human.
Okay, because I was going to say, it'd be Rob, my dog, and wine.
Yeah, no.
So if I can't take Rob, then a vibrator.
It has to be a thing.
All right, vibrator,
also
my dog,
but
and wine.
A dog is, no living things.
God damn it.
I know. So, also, you bring a vibrator. How?
If you bring a vibrator,
how are you going to recharge it?
I said solar panels.
Solar vibrator.
Solar panel.
Yeah, we charge it.
Nice.
So we need a solar panel, a vibrator, and a chargeable cord.
It's like, fuck food.
There's food. I mean, you can only eat leaves.
Nobody needs to eat.
I'll go fish.
Maybe a
wash. No. Maybe you just need to fuck. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, so we have vibrator. That's unanimous.
Right.
Solar panel to charge it. To charge it. Unanimous.
Yeah.
And our third thing, let's think. Let's be logical here.
We need some sort of food.
We can find food there.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. What else do we need? Well, maybe need a water filter?
Oh, yeah, because you can't drink salt water.
No.
So a water filter.
Because then how are you going to make things sharp? Like, bring a knife.
You could
have your beaver head.
You have beaver teeth.
Use my beaver teeth.
If you have your beaver head, we're fine. Nom, nom,
nom, nom, nom. I'm going to say
solid and half.
I'm going to say water filter.
A water purifier. Yeah. Some sort of
That's
water.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I have one for when I'm backpacking.
All right, cool. So I'm going to bring matches. I'm going to go to my part of the island. And you guys are just
make
be over
fire.
There fucking tooling yourselves.
Well, no, see.
Oh, I'll be tooling myself.
I'm going to just, see, I'm a real woods
and
person.
Just
I'll just take two stones and make fire.
I'm just like, shh,
shh. Gina's like, I'm going to bring one pack of matches.
You get two pieces of wood and you're just like, shh. Make fire.
Yeah.
Real outdoorsy.
Okay.
You're going to run out of matches by the first day.
I mean, that's probably true.
That is true.
I actually liked my idea.
That's not bad.
Next
your
question.
Idea sucks.
Yeah.
But we'll
your
move
idea
on.
Sucks.
Moving on.
If you were the this is also wrong. If you're the captain of a pirate ship, what would your name be
Ooh.
Of your ship? We already came up with one because it was a topic we were talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was it? USS.
What was yours?
USS Clitoris.
USS Clitoris. Unanimous.
Wait. Is a pirate ship the USS?
No, I don't know.
The USS Clitoris.
No, pirate name.
I feel like it'd be like, ye old clitoris.
What?
The ye old clitoris?
The ye old clitoris.
Trying to think of...
But that's... Think pirate ship.
Arg me, lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Pirate
ye old clitoris.
Okay. Okay, I like it like that.
Ye old clitoris.
Okay. All right, we'll just go with that one.
You guys, we're really all about clitoris, apparently, tonight.
Mm, do you have
Actually,
any,
we are.
I'm looking.
I feel like mine would be like parlay.
Okay, I'll ask some questions. So I pose the question... Sorry, I asked for questions on my Instagram story.
Hold on, I just saw that. If you were a potato, what way would you like to be cooked?
Ooh.
That's also from Rob.
Okay.
That's a great question. Kill Rob Bailey. Bringing the heat.
He has so many good questions. It's almost like he had a book of if someone was doing a podcast.
He was already ready for it. He was like, oh.
There's 15 from him.
Dude, mashed and covered in gravy.
Mashed?
Yeah.
Fucking right. Whipped.
Mashed. Whipped potatoes.
With gravy.
I mean, I almost feel like I just want to be au gratin.
Scalloped potatoes.
Dude, scalloped potatoes is
scalloped potatoes.
I want to be scalloped.
Au gratin.
If I were a potato. Please au gratin me.
I want the au gratin. I gave that girl the au gratin.
Potato hash.
I've been told that before.
Ooh, that potato hash we had today was bomb.
Bomb.
So good.
Shout out to Phoebe's in Austin.
That's true.
All right, I'm just going to hit this question real quick. From Mackenzie_S_Leach. Are you still married? No. Or are you and Gina a couple?
Duh.
And then I entered too.
Listen, this is a party of three.
Party of three. Yeah. Not taking any more, so don't
it's
enter.
It's a party of three.
Guess and no I have one to else share. Is?
Real talk, because people, we're in love.
Yeah.
And now all three of us are in love.
Yeah, we're all in love.
Sexually, we haven't crossed that. We haven't crossed that barrier.
Stay tuned
for episode two. We'll show you the pancake in the vortex.
We learned the pancake in the vortex.
If you don't know, Google it.
Yeah. And if you do know pancake and vortex, email us at betweenthereps@gmail.com.
For sure.
Let us know how that's worked for you.
We need a YouTube video of it.
Yeah.
Chelsea Ray Lynn. Sup, girl? Would you rather have three nipples or two belly buttons? Question's not over. And where would the extra one be? If you had three nipples, where would your third one be?
Well, I feel like nipples have more of a function
for sure
than belly buttons.
I would take a third nipple.
I would take a third nipple.
Yeah.
Where would you put it?
And put it right on my belly button. There's no purpose of a belly button. Might as well give it a purpose. Poor thing. It just gets snipped off when you're born. Oh, my God. Oh, they're like, okay. Oh, you get rid of that belly button. Psh,
yeah.
Just cut that umbilical cord right off.
No, I don't know. I feel like...
Put it on the belly button.
I mean, right? That's a really great answer.
Yeah, just saying.
I definitely wouldn't want to stick
a belly
button.
I'm the smart one on this side, you know? I think about these things.
You are. Okay. I'm going with Dana's.
Yeah, put it on the belly button. Great question, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Nipple on the button.
Nipple on the button.
Put a nipple on your button. Christina Adam, 89. What's up, girl?
Right here. I have my cup.
Oh.
She's
better drink this first before it gets hot.
If you don't follow Christina, she's great. Cosplay. She makes all of her costumes. She goes to all those.
Why'd you just put it back?
Oh, I was trying to read the question.
She's a bitch.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm reading the question.
Stop being a bitch. Take a drink of that champagne.
All right. Hold on for the question.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So this one, you have to, I guess, segregate your holidays here. Okay. Would you rather give up 4th of July festivities or Halloween?
4th of July.
I know.
But she's easy. Just here to bang.
But I am also here to bang.
It is.
Those of you that aren't watching and you're just listening, I have a t-shirt on. Gina bought us these t-shirts for the 4th of July. And it says, just here, to bang.
That's yeah, all. I mean, give that up. Over Halloween. I love Halloween.
You are not patriotic at all.
I mean, I am.
Well, the whole celebration of 4th of July misses the whole purpose. I think everyone just gets drunk and they don't actually know what they're...
Oh, that's a good one.
Celebrating?
Yeah, I think
would
so.
Would you... From Anthony...
Sometimes I think people forget.
From Anthony underscore
I
hate...
I celebrate...
Gina.
Fireworks.
Pay attention.
Okay.
Freddy Krueger?
From...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you would. From Anthony underscore Hayes 91.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather fart every time you squat or burp every time you do a pull-up?
Dude, burp, I would burp.
Burp.
Who's going to pick a fart over a burp?
I don't know.
Nobody.
Because burps don't really stink.
Your fart would sound like this.
Why do they sound like that?
Because your butthole's so blown out.
No, it's not. That's a joke.
Too many butt plugs.
People, my butthole is tight as fuck. I'm just saying.
She doesn't use butt plugs. Saying,
for a long time.
No, there's a joke. There's a joke. This is what I'll say it.
Yeah. Like you just put you in blast like a giant gaping butthole.
It's like a giant hole of death.
Yeah. Like, oh God. Like every time like somebody sees me, they're like, oh Jesus, what's going on in those pants?
Dude, no, this is the joke. Gina one time said, and I'll never forget it. Years ago, she goes, dude, I have been farting for so long. My butthole, when it farts, it says, I'm tired. And just goes, poof.
I'm tired.
That's what she said when she
so
farts.
I actually get some really tight fart noises.
Well, give me an example.
It's like,
what? Maybe more like,
oh, that's a cute one.
Maybe we're like a... No, I can't do it.
My lips weren't wet enough.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Like that.
Loving D's, all one word. If you all had a regular 9-to-5 job, what would it be?
I mean, I had one.
Yeah. Let's just say, what was your last 9-to-5 job?
I was a teacher.
What'd you teach?
Health and phys ed. I taught, and my favorite subject was teaching sex ed. I would teach about the vagina.
Because it's important.
Cole, you better.
Colby. Cole?
Hey, Colby, get over here. We're teaching you about the vagina.
No, the first day of, I would always wait till the last semester.
Yeah.
When everyone was comfortable. And the first day of like that talk, everyone had to say vagina and penis. It literally took the entire class period. And we had block scheduling. So it was 90 minutes. And we had to go through and everyone had to say vagina without laughing. And it took for, we'd have to go through and like, if someone laughed or we said, or they said something other than vagina, we had to start from the beginning and we had to keep going, going. And then finally they gave up and they would all say it. And
vagina.
I was like, yep. Or actually would say all the names that like, we'd talk about like all the names that people use for it and you get them all out of your system. It's like, okay, cool. Now that you've said all those names, like twat, pussy,
twat.
Like, and they got it all out of their systems and they loved it. And then I was like, cool, now you're never allowed to say them ever again. But I mean, that was the first day. That took forever, but it was a good day. And then we talk about real stuff. Like,
what was your last 9-to-5, Gina?
Sorry, I'm burping.
Better than farting.
That's true.
Well, I'm tired.
Gina, what was your last 9-to-5?
Oof. My last 9-to-5 was like working for my family.
And what was that?
Tell me what that was.
Oh, guys, I worked for my family.
What was it, what Gina?
What did you do?
Again, again, explain it.
I'm sorry, I'm drunk. Okay. I worked for my family business, which was like a lumber business.
Speaking to the microphone.
And I'm slurring. I was
Oh my God. Okay.
No,
tell him what
I
it
worked
was.
For my family business. It was like a lumber business. Oh, fuck. I hear my own voice.
Take your headphones off so you can't hear yourself.
Did you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Her family owns a lumber business called Lumber.
Yeah. Don't say the name. I'll shame them.
They're going to banish you from the family. We're going
to
banish
all right,
you
moving
from
moving on
this
to my
podcast.
Last 9-to-5. I'll actually give you my last 2 9-to-5s because I actually was doing both of them at the same time.
Working 9-to-5.
What a way to make a living.
Barely getting by.
No taking and no giving.
They just move ahead. They
oh, now you can talk,
something,
right?
What, something.
Some. There we go.
Love to find you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Okay. My last 9-to-5. I coached full time, but I also was a barista and I loved it. I loved it.
So you're going to make us coffee in the morning.
I loved it. I worked at Verve Coffee.
Just slanging the coffee.
Just slanging.
Here's a more serious. What issues? This comes from, I can't even say it. What issues do you have to face as a strong female? Do you intimidate men? Yo. If so, what comments have you received from them? Oof.
You guys, I feel like this is for me.
Honestly, take it on, Gina.
I don't remember one thing you just said.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
What do you face as a strong female?
Me?
You intimidate everybody.
I intimidate so many people. Like, Colby is so scared of me.
As he should be.
Yeah, he is. He, like, every time I, like, walk around the corner,
I can't hear you
because
you're not talking in the microphone.
Every time I walk around the corner, he's cowering.
She's lying. But I appreciate your lie. It was really committed.
All right, thank you.
For lots of commitment.
How?
I think, if anything, I feel like normalcy in females lifting is way more normal now as it wasn't, let's say, like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, you probably experienced that more than anyone here.
Oh my God. Well, that's why, like, people always ask me, like, when we do seminars and stuff, like, how do you deal with the hate, like, when people, like, say things? And it's like, it doesn't bother me, because when you're told you look gross and you look like a man so many times, Like, if you get,
what else do you have? Say something else.
You become very, very numb to those things. So it's like, cool. Like, it used to bother me. I was like, am I doing something wrong? Like, do I not look okay? And like, there, I spent a lot of years like really hating. I'm like, I personally liked what lifting was doing to my body, and I liked building muscle, and I liked having shoulders. But then getting like feedback from absolute strangers, from friends, from family members, and like saying that like I look weird, like I don't look right, you know? No, it happened. Like, it doesn't happen now.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it does. It just doesn't faze me. But when you keep getting called the same thing over and over and over, it just becomes numb, and then it doesn't matter anymore. And then you realize, what does it matter to this person? As long as you like what you look like and it makes you feel good, that's all that fucking matters.
It's true.
Right.
It's true. What was the second part?
I think that was it. Do you intimidate, like, do men find you intimidating? Of course.
Yeah.
But those are people that are not confident with themselves. And that goes for anyone. Anyone that's like out on the internet, like making rude comments, it's because they're not okay with themselves. So true. If that makes you feel better, if that like, go ahead, call me whatever you want. If that makes you feel better, go for it, because it doesn't hurt me.
Right. I think that all the time. Like, I think, man, I hope that through this, like, at least you feel better.
Yeah. Sorry you don't feel good about yourself.
From Sophie_Archer, would you rather be able to speak to all animals or be able to speak to all humans? Mm. She said people, but I said humans.
Animals.
I would
say humans.
I would like to say animals, but because of the reality of life, humans, people would be.
There was, there was like, what's ruling, you know what I mean? The world right now.
I would rather speak to all animals. I would need to speak to all humans.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
I can't wait to hear this because I'm slurring so much.
Oh, God. Jack R. Shea. Dana versus DLB versus Ents. Arm wrestling. Who wins? Dana.
Really?
For sure, dude.
If you go by bone, like your arm.
Let's do it right now.
No, I'm afraid to break it. I saw Victor Martinez went. I don't know if anyone knows Victor Martinez.
I've actually heard stories of people that happening.
Like, they just, one of the top bodybuilders went down to Mexico, like fooling around, like arm wrestled, like some like guy in Mexico, and like tore his bicep or broke something. Like, it's easy. No. But. Someone with like a longer arm like would do way better than me with a shorter arm.
I feel like a shorter arm would be better.
Really?
Because you can stay way tighter, and like long. If I'm like out here, I'm further away from my body.
Mm.
But if you're shorter and they have to come into you, like if this is how much length I have, and like with me and you, if I have to come out because your arm
you're
is
farther
shorter,
away from
I'm further away from my center. Which makes it way heavier, way harder.
All right, then fine, I win.
You win.
Done deal.
You're like, good.
Fine.
But I would fuck you up in a leg wrestling match.
I mean, that's probably true.
Okay.
Ooh, how did we all become BFFs?
Oh, my God.
Wait, am I part of this?
We are.
She's like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. You're over here, too.
Wait a minute.
So. Yes. I don't remember. I don't know if you followed me first or I followed you.
I followed you first.
I don't even know how we communicated.
I followed you first.
I also don't remember my life. So you'll have to remember.
I would say I followed you first. I would feel comfortable saying almost a year. There were
before
people,
I did?
No, I don't know. I didn't really ever like check to see if you followed me. The only time that I realized you knew who you were aware of me is because I followed you and I had seen that you had watched my story.
Ah, so okay? Then I did follow you then.
Yes. But there were people, like people that followed both of us that would always comment in our posts.
and say, like, you should do a video. Yeah, do a video. I remember that.
I would see those.
But who, did you contact me or did I? I don't remember. I just remember the first time I met you and I was like, cool, you're my BFF forever.
I think that we were then following each other and I don't remember exactly, but I know that we had been in touch just through Instagram.
Before LA Fit.
Yeah, the idea of like, obviously we should meet up. And then we were both going to be in LA. And we connected and said, let's get together and do a workout. Mm-hmm. And we got together, we did a workout, and then we went to brunch after. And at brunch, after lots of conversation, actually the conversation turned into us figuring out the fact that we should buy an apartment
together
in LA.
Exactly.
We didn't do that, but we're best friends.
Yeah.
The three of us. And then before you had met Gina...
I already said that's my other best friend.
Literally,
every time. Because I watch videos of you guys together, and I was like, I want to be there with both of you. So you know you like someone. So the first time I met Brooke, it was like I knew you for my entire life. We were on the same.
Aww.
It was weird because I have friends that are like, we're just not like, there's like something off, and we're still friends. It's great. But our humor's the same. We're so mm-hmm. sarcastic. We're so vulgar.
Oh yeah.
I was like,
shameless.
I've
two
known you
black arts.
Like my whole entire life.
Right.
And the internet's just really cool for that part.
I know.
It can be such a weird, evil thing sometimes, but that also, like, how the fuck would I ever have met you without the internet?
100%. And you came into my life like right when I needed you. And it's kind of like I came into Gina's right when she needed me. And then when I really needed her, she was there. And then, I'm here for you. Yeah. And I remember, too. I remember Rob being like, it like terrified him, the fact that there was two of you.
Yes. I remember him even saying that. He's like, I don't even know what to do because now there's two of you.
Oh, yeah.
And he was actually frightened.
Oh, frightened.
And he might still be frightened.
He probably is.
He probably already shut this off.
Rob, you should be.
You better be listening,
yeah,
Rob.
You better be really scared.
Ooh. All right.
Are we doing questions?
Barbara Stanberry. Favorite meal or snack when you're tipsy or drunk?
Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Usually it's like whatever I can find.
What Dana's is, it's black olives.
Oh, God. Horrible. We're going to do it. So should we tell them about our tapenade off?
Yeah, we're going to have a tapenade off.
Because there's a huge.
Dana hates
black olives.
Olives
are the devil.
I don't know why I can't hear you very well.
Turn her up. Whoa, now I think you turned me up.
I did.
Turn me down.
Okay.
My voice isn't that great.
No, it's great.
All right, your voice is awesome too.
Okay, we had pizza last night.
I was like, please, no black olives. That's the only thing in the world I don't like is black. I can do green, I guess purple. I might have had a purple one before.
Palmolive or what's it called?
Camelata,
something like that. So one of the pizzas had black olives on it, and Gina was saying like, they taste the same.
No,
what's the difference?
They do not.
I know. I feel like they do taste the same.
They don't.
I know.
They don't at all.
Well, so we decided.
So we're going to do a tapenade off.
We're going to do a tapenade off.
We're going to go to Whole Foods, get all of the olives. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw up the black ones all over the floor because they're disgusting. And I'll suck down a couple green ones. They're not that great.
I actually have a question which both of you probably can answer this.
Okay.
You go to Whole Foods or whatever grocery store you go to.
Yeah.
And you go to like the cheese and olive section.
Mm-hmm.
There's never black olives.
Because they're gross.
There's never.
They're gross and no one likes them.
Damn it.
There's never black olives ever.
Ugh.
I mean.
There's always like different, like a lot of different ones. They have like marinated different seasonings.
I feel like a black olive. I can't hear myself.
Were you not turned on?
No, I am.
She's on.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hello.
Stop.
Too much.
All right. I feel like black olive is like a...
I feel like black olive...
Okay, tell us.
...is like a side note.
Oh, book.
Okay, side note, please, to throwing please up.
Follow this through.
Yeah.
Follow it up.
I think that there are like other olives that are like the forefront.
100%.
Like, we're
pretty much the best anything olives besides.
Wait, what
black
are they? Start over.
We're the best olives. Like, they're doing like a tap dance. There's like, you know, like she said, there's like the purple one, the green one. The black olive is kind of like,
he's an in-betweener.
Yeah. No, he's just kind of like the side note.
He's like the extra piece.
Yeah.
He's the extra that should have never piece been yeah made.
Oh, like, man.
Sorry, man.
Poor black olive.
The black so olive is the side piece.
He is the side piece.
To no one's for the side. Like, literally. Yeah, I'm sorry if you like black olives, but your taste buds are fucked up.
I mean,
yeah,
that's
Dana
probably
is
my taste
not
buds are probably actually dead.
They might be. Is that the dead first thing to go?
I mean,
in your case, yeah.
And like the fifth thing?
Oh, yeah, that. Oh, probably. Talking about taste, coming yeah from Steph Fletch,
mm-hmm,
one of my home girls from Montana. What up?
Okay, what up,
what
Steph
up
Fletch?
Steph Fletch,
up, Steph Fletch.
She said, if you could lose one of your senses, what would it be? Mine would be the sense of smell.
Same.
Mm.
Taste, 100% same.
I need to hear, I need to see, smell. I mean,
smell.
Yeah, smell's probably, yeah, bleh, that can go.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely can go. And then I never have to smell a black olive ever again.
I'm going to send you a candle. It's going to be like a black olive candle.
Honestly, my God. I have a heightened sense of smell.
She does.
Like, it's actually irritating. I remember my first place I lived in Santa Cruz. You went in the front door and you went up the stairs. Upstairs mm-hmm was your kitchen, living room. And then when you went in the front door, you stepped down a couple of stairs and it was there was two bedrooms and a bathroom. My bedroom was the back room, and I vividly remember like laying in bed at night, and I could smell the trash can upstairs, and I would make my ex go and take the go take the trash out
because it smelled.
Because I could smell it, and I could not go to yeah sleep.
Maybe
so
you
I,
have a
and I,
superpower.
And though, however insane I did, I was like, dude, I was like, what if one day I'm going to save someone's life as if I'm like a hound dog.
You sniff out dead bodies.
Dude, like, Gina's going to be lost and I'm going to find her through my sense of smell.
Yeah. She'll be like, I smell Cabernet.
Tonight,
there's some
I
Cabernet
smell champagne
around here. Oh, tonight it's Prosecco for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been drinking out of this bottle all night.
Well, I mean, it's a stretch, but this evening or since
no, you're
we've
right
been home.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
Before we went to dinner and when we got home.
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Chelsea Raylan, if you switch bodies or lives with each other for a day, which would you choose?
Wait, from who?
Of us three.
Chelsea Raylan.
Oh, of us three?
Yeah.
Fuck.
If you could switch body and lives with people for the day.
Well, I already know no one's picking me.
I was going to pick you.
I was going to pick you.
Yeah, for sure. Because
I feel like your body's very similar to mine. I want to test out yours.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, I want to test out those boobs.
We just want to test drive them boobs in that kind of fucked up body.
I'm trying to test out those boobs in that blown out butthole.
I mean, my butthole is not blown out, by the way.
Oh my God.
Dude, Colby, I love you.
This butthole is tight as fuck.
So now you have to choose between us.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Pick hers, dude. I would. You practically have mine. You
well,
live with
yeah,
me.
You
have, I've actually
you
given
yours
a test drive. I'm going to pick Dana's.
Now you can test out what it's like to just be your stomach sticks out more than your chest.
Whatever. Dude,
I'm just saying.
Now you get to test out. You get a test drive. What it feels like to just be shredded and sexy as fuck.
I know.
And
I
so
feel like,
strong.
I feel like you'd be like, oh my God, this feels so weird.
It's hard.
Like, look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
And me and Dee are like, look at these long limbs.
I'm all limbs.
What would I do with these?
I would wear like the lowest cut boobie shirts ever.
Dude, I would just be running. And just bouncing.
Just not even wear a bra just to see what it's like to flop around.
I mean, I already don't wear bras and I do not care. All these questions.
Wait,
guys,
hold on. You guys are going to ruin my boobs for a day?
Yes. It's only a day.
We're basically going to test drive your boobs.
Strap them up afterwards.
Yeah, we're just going to put him on a stretcher. We're just going to,
we're going to see what we can do with him.
We're going to like pull him with like, I don't know.
Contraptions. Just pierce him and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stretch him out.
I'll tattoo your whole body. Yeah. I give it back to you, you tattooed.
That's the rule.
And everything's pierced.
The rule is you get your body back.
The way I treated it for one day.
You know how your body would come back?
Drunk.
Just bloated. Cirrhosis.
Basically,
bloated.
Your body would come back the same, but like with some water weight.
It'd be bloated.
Just bloated mess.
Oh my God. That comes, hold on. I want to do my would you rather.
Okay.
All right.
This one comes from Gina.
I know. This one comes from Gina.
In fact, Gina.
Gina
let us know that if you guys sent us shitty questions, she was going to supply
all
the questions.
I'm going to freaking put them in there. So I
hope you have the would. I hope you have the rather. Because usually you do. You have
a good
would you.
Okay. Dana.
Yes.
Would you rather have to live in my body?
Oh, yeah.
Or have my followers?
She's been, dude.
Yeah, I'll take the body. Like I said, I'm just going to test the boobs out for a while.
Never done the whole surgery thing.
She loved that question so much because it was, in her mind, it was a lose-lose.
It was.
And I said, dude, but.
Do you understand?
I'd go body.
Your
body is
my body. Hot.
So fucking hot.
Even when you.
Hey, guys.
It's pretty hot.
It's hot.
It's pretty hot.
I said, Gina. Even if, let's say, okay, she takes the body and she loses, she gets your followers too, because mm-hmm. that's what follows it. Then she just has to be funny, and she's already so funny. She'll build her following back. Now she gets tits and a following.
Exactly.
I thought it was lose, and she was like, that's a
win.
She took the W on that.
All right, well, I really thought I got that one.
Well, you better think of another one.
The underscore retro right. underscore engine. Favorite Friday night out drink, which happens to also be our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday
drink. It
might
be vodka soda. Hold the soda.
That's Gina's. Mine is probably, if it was favorite, let's go favorite, a calories don't count.
Okay.
Fuck, probably a Boochcraft.
Boochcraft.
I don't even know what that is. What's our new one that we did? Oh my gosh.
What is a Boochcraft?
What is it
Boochcraft?
Called?
I'm good. I'm just like a wine drinker.
It's hard kombucha. It's hard kombucha.
Oh, okay. I love kombucha.
But what's our new favorite? Marcus's favorite.
Oh, Nova.
Nova. Also a hard kombucha.
Yep.
It's incredible.
Yeah, Nova.
Hard to find. Hard to
get
by.
And I would say like...
I'm just going...
Just a Bud Heavy?
Prosecco.
Oh, yeah, you had several
tonight.
You love
Malbec.
I do love them.
She loves
Malbec.
I'm a Sauvignon Blanc, preferably from New Zealand.
Oh, well, you have the best accent ever.
I'm just saying. The ones from California, not as good. New Zealand kills it on the Sauvignon Blanc.
You're killing it.
Hey, Lady Luigi, do you plan to have kids someday?
You know, I get that. Literally... Here's something that I would love to talk about.
What?
People's obsession with other people having kids.
I know. True.
Like, but what I never talk about it.
Like
we
you
never
don't
talk about
actually
it.
Know somebody's situation, right?
Like maybe
they
we
couldn't.
Can't maybe
have
we
them.
Can't. Is that that's because that's a?
Did you finish that?
I did.
Possibility.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna go get some more.
Way to care about everyone.
All right, hold on.
Party.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm selfish.
Okay, me and Dee will answer this question then. So the question was, do I plan? Yeah, Gina has four, so it's easy for her to tell. Well, she says no because she knows if I have one, she has one.
Yeah, I get it. I have a niece, and it's amazing.
Dude, nieces and nephews are the
nieces
best.
And nephews, and my niece Tegan is the freaking best. She's gonna be four this year. She's snowboarding, but I love her so much. But you know when she acts up, there you go back with your parents.
You know what though, for that question, it's tough because I feel like unanimously, high percentage of people that have children, their advice or their response to like that question for someone like me and Dee is like, You know, I didn't know if I wanted it, but once I had it, it was the best thing ever. I wouldn't change anything. It's like, because you can't.
Well, yeah, you can't change. Well, that, they always start off, it was like, it's a lot of negative talk, and then it always finishes, but it was the best decision we've ever made. And like, but it starts off with like, yeah, it changes your life forever. You can't do all the things you want to do. You can't be sporadic. You can't do all this and blah, 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 blah. And you're just, life changes. And maybe Rob and I are selfish and we love our lives. Or maybe one of us is broken. Who knows? You guys will never find out.
You're not broken.
Because I'm not telling you.
I'll be honest. I will be, fuck, I'll be so honest with you guys. Currently, I'm not against it, but I couldn't tell you when there would be a good time for me to do it. To be even more honest than that, when I was younger, before being married, I was for it. I mean, I love, you know,
I love that whole aspect of the family.
I love a family. I love a big family. I have four siblings. I'm the youngest of four. And then you get older, and everyone knows as you get older, it's like life just gets harder. And I'm not going to get really into it, but there was turn your mic off, dude.
Sorry.
Jesus. There we go. You have a hair on you. It's mine. That's okay. You turned it back on.
No.
Stop.
She's having a serious conversation. You keep turning it on,
and all
here.
I hear is like, because it's rubbing on the couch. Open your bottle of champagne. Because of my life and what I was going through and everything, it wasn't even a question. I was not into it. It was like, no way, no how, never. And where I'm at currently is still, I'm sorry, not is still. Where I'm at currently is I'm not against it. The idea of it is something I would like to do. But now I'm dealing with the question of like, it's not a good time. So right. I'm 31.
It's always like, when is a good time?
And my mom tells me that. Right. My mom goes, it's never, you know, it doesn't, you know, it never seems
like a good time.
Everyone always says, my mom says, it's like, there's never the perfect time to do it. And like, I can understand that and see that because I mean, I'm 31 and I'm like, what? And I hear about, you know, like, I think about my mom when she had her first baby, like my sister. And it's like, there's no way.
Yeah.
At 25, I would have been ready for a baby.
Yeah.
But also on that note, because a lot of you have probably been in those shoes. Everybody's on different paths. Everyone's doing different things. It doesn't mean that because I'm 31, I'm not ready for a kid, that if you're 31, you're like on your third or fourth kid, that you're wrong and I'm right, or I'm wrong and you're right. It's just different. So I am currently not against it. At this point in my life, besides the fact when I was like way younger before married and dealing with all that, I am now at a place that's like, yeah, potentially, possibly. Whereas for about, you know, I don't know,
six years of my life,
I was like, no. I can't do it. I'm good with being an aunt. I want nieces and nephews. I love it. You know, my friends have kids. I'll be there for them. And now I'm at a point where it's like, maybe one day.
Yeah. And I'm at that weirder stage because we got married at 23. And of course, like both of our parents are like, oh, cool. Now you're going to have kids. But we were like broke as fuck because we had just bought a house. I was a teacher making hardly any money and like doing side hustle on the side. And like Rob had a business, but like, we had no money, so it didn't feel right. And then we started our business, which was full steam ahead. And then it was 10 years of me competing nonstop, living for this one dream of mine to become like a pro in something. So, of course, it wasn't even in question. And I'm being videoed and photographed and everything revolved around me. So it wasn't even an option for me for like 10 to 12 years. And now that it's like an option, I mean, I don't even know if it's, I don't even know. Yeah. And now I'm 37. It's like, fuck, am I like too late?
No.
And then it's like,
no,
I don't know. It's just,
no.
Yeah, it's weird. My life couldn't even fathom having a kid because literally every weekend we were only home for 3 days every single week. how the heck am I going to have a kid?
That's true, dude.
And like, we wouldn't be.
It wouldn't be fair to a baby.
If I had a kid.
You need to keep doing that. That's like.
If I had a kid, I wouldn't know you. I wouldn't be talking on this podcast. Right. My life would have been so different because I wouldn't have done anything that I've done.
I'm so happy you didn't have children.
Because No, but seriously, I would not be here. I mean, not to say that you can't do it, but I think my life would have just been completely different.
Right. I thought you would open
because
it.
Because everything, no, the timing of everything, of me being the first pro ever for physique, for me right. being the first pro, like everything was timing. Like when YouTube started, like we were the first one, like not the first ones on YouTube, but we started YouTube and like did everything at the very beginning. But our whole lives dealt with like the timing. Like even like Flagner Fail, when we started Flagner Fail, we were like, there was no other clothing lines in the fitness world. There was House of Pain, and there was like, what was the other one that was super popular? I can't think of it. It was from the UK. But there was only two clothing brands. Now there's like a billion. But we were like the first like skateboarding underground mm-hmm. clothing line that came up through the fitness industry. And we were the first, and we were the first for this, and I was the first for women's physique, and like everything had to do, and like the timing, and I don't think if I had a kid, the timing would have been completely off.
Right.
And we would have, I wouldn't be here right now.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
So.
We're glad you did
I'm
not.
37 and who knows? I don't know how much longer I got, but.
In full disclosure, I mean.
You act like you're almost dying.
Who knows? I could die tomorrow. You don't know.
I mean, we all could.
Yeah.
And
that was a sad note. I don't want to be positive.
To be honest too, like, and I'm not in this mindset anymore fully, but there was definitely a period of time. Sorry. There was a period of time. Will you pour that? Mm-hmm. Great. There was a period of time where the idea of having a baby and having my body go through just all the changes it goes through because there's this, you know, you can think about how did my mom deal with it? Like, what did my mom's body do?
Right.
I'm the youngest of four. So what did my sister's body do? Like how did it adapt or, bounce back or whatever? And I've had so many people tell me like, you'll be fine.
Which you can.
Yes.
And that's why it dealt with the timing. Because if I took that, like, year off for getting pregnant and then another whatever, like, 8, 9, I mean, some people do it fast, but let's say another year to get, that's 2 years lost where I would have missed all the timing of everything else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was just, the idea of, this is a real fear of that I mentally could not handle because there was years where I was just still trying to figure out like even just understanding or dealing with like a self-esteem and body dysmorphia and all these things where I genuinely was like, I don't know if I could mentally handle those changes. I don't know if I will be if I
don't even know if I can handle those changes.
But you know what I mean? Like
no,
I really and for me drink that. And that's a real thing. And I think probably a lot of you listening can relate.
Oh,
I would
sure.
imagine you
relate.
Could totally relate. And if you guys have, if you can relate and you did go through it and you want to share your experience with us, please email us.
The good thing is if I did get pregnant, then I, at least there's like a different avenue. Now I could show that whole side
right.
and like the whole fitness side of like getting my body back. Yep. And that would be amazing.
Yep.
Just,
you know, it'd be so cool though. Is like if you like went on that
if you
journey
got pregnant
and then like you didn't get your body back.
Well, and then I mean, well, and then yeah, then you have to like learn.
I'm
like,
just kidding. Of course, you would get your body back.
There's parts that might not be the same, and
dude,
then you have to learn how to deal with that.
There are parts of your body that you can't get back.
Do you have parts you didn't get back?
Yeah, dude.
What?
I mean, my midsection.
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
When we went to Vegas, maybe, I saw your midsection. It might not be
exactly the same.
Yeah, that was like 4 years
ago. But it was post-baby.
That's true.
So you did get it back, and then you ruined it.
That's true.
You ruined it with alcohol.
And age. That's and that's true. Out of your control.
I know. You ruined it with the age.
Oh, man.
Oh. There's medical procedures for that.
I know.
We just need to make more money. You want to start a GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Here's an exercise question.
Okay, go.
Oh, yeah. I have a bunch of exercise ones.
I don't want to do exercise ones, but I'm going to. SP underscore white. What's an exercise you dislike doing but see great results from?
Deadlifting. I really hate deadlifting.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it, and I don't go heavy on it, but one of the great, besides like squats, I think.
It's a great. One of the
best compound movements that you can do, but sure. I don't like it.
For everything. Your whole body.
Whole body.
It is whole body.
I don't go heavy anymore because it just messes with my low back. Maybe like my form's not the perfect, which I should work on, but it's like one of those things that I don't really, and I pee if I go heavy. I can't help it. I don't like pissing.
And I'm going to be honest with you. Here's the thing. If you are not competing, like if you were going to do another powerlifting meet and you needed to go heavy on it, we could, you know, you would work on your form. You would nail it down. You would figure it out. But if you are not competing.
I did compete in powerlifting.
Yes, you did.
My form's probably still sucked.
But I'm just saying, like, for like the like people out there listening, if you're not competing, you do not, there's certain things
need to
you
go heavy.
Don't have to do. Like, you can, like, would I, unless,
or
you,
go
unless
lighter.
You want to, unless
go
you
lighter.
Want to, like, everyone deserves to do what they want to do. If you have a desire to get good at a skill, you know, in like CrossFit terms, like a pistol, this is a great example.
Ooh,
I use it all the time.
Pistol squats.
Pistol squats. A lot of people, it is so hard. Like, if you like physically are not built to do that in a way where we sit up.
Oh, sorry.
Sit up or you're going to go to sleep.
We were doing a drunk episode.
I want you to know that Gina has fallen asleep before everyone else every night we've been in Austin.
She is older.
But what I'm going to say is
I am
like,
older.
She's like a grandmother.
If you do not have to do that
like
movement.
Grandmother.
If you don't have to do it and it doesn't feel good, then are other things you can do that can strengthen those parts of your body without doing the movement that doesn't feel good, that isn't great for your body.
I have another exercise.
What is it?
Front squats. Fucking hate them.
For sure.
I hate front squats because they don't feel good. So I'll do a hack squat usually before that. Because
Gina, any movements you don't like but that are good for your body? Please, I want to know.
I hate you right now.
Tell me because you're part of this podcast. It's the Brooke and Gina. This is Between the Reps with Brooke
and Gina.
And
right now, it's Brooke and Dana.
Yeah.
It's not actually very fun to be like pinpointed on
you
this
just,
subject.
Also,
because obviously, you and Dana like know more about working out.
Okay.
And you know what? I will say this. I love doing sit-ups.
No, you're supposed to pick one that you didn't like, but it was beneficial.
I'll tell you.
That's right.
I can pick
you
one she doesn't like.
You know what I don't think is beneficial?
Burpees?
Colby.
Oh. Is he an exercise?
Could be.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Hey, Gina Marie.
Just kidding.
I believe in you.
Thanks. Okay, podcast people. Don't judge me.
Okay. Oh, here's another one. It's like Brooke and Dana. Because I guess Gina hasn't competed. Have you competed in anything, Gina?
Wow.
Life.
Again. Hurtful,
no,
Dana.
No, I'm asking. Have
hurtful.
You ever?
Have you ever competed in anything?
Have you?
Well,
though?
No, like recently.
But have you done a competition?
Like a CrossFit competition?
Yeah.
Football.
No.
Tennis.
You know what?
Pie
I've competed
eating.
In life and I fucking killed it.
Obviously.
What else? What else? Have you done a competition? Hot dog eating.
One time I was in a pancake eating competition.
Did you win?
You're being honest?
I did.
Whoa.
Yeah,
really?
You're being honest.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was like 18.
Okay. Did you win?
How many pancakes did you eat?
I ate like 18.
Holy shit.
That's a lie. I said 18 because I was already 18.
Put the microphone to your mouth.
I said 18 because I was already 18. But I actually think that I ate like 16 pancakes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But how big were they? How big were they? Like standard?
I mean, I would say like.
Oh, those are like silver dollars.
Like 4 inches. Oh, that's silver dollar is like.
Like little two. Three.
I'd say like 4 inches across.
They're little tiny pancakes.
Who are you competing against?
Big dude.
A big dude. Just a big dude.
Big dude.
Well, their question was like, do you or Brooke have plans of ever competing again? Like obviously in CrossFit right. or.
So my answer would be like, yes, I'm going to be in a pancake eating contest soon.
Oh my God.
So if I were you guys, I would say for myself,
I would
eat more pancakes.
Yeah, I'm totally going to eat more pancakes. And
oh my God. You thought you lost your bod? Wait till the pancake.
Dude, we're never going to find it if you're in pancake.
I love that Dana's like, you thought you lost your bod? Well, it's going to get really bad.
Listen, the only pancake anyone is eating.
Pancakes?
The only person that's eaten pancake
is who?
Oh.
Well,
Colby.
Technically,
Colby.
He learned the pancake method.
You guys, we got to talk about the pancake method.
Well, that will be, Brooke, you have to answer if you're going to compete.
Oh, okay. So the question two, are you going to compete in a CrossFit Games?
Mm.
No. I'm not.
Why not?
Want to know why? No. Hey, here's why. So many people ask, like, going to the CrossFit Games? It's like, no. I had my cervical spine fused. I had spinal surgery. And then I came back and got prepped and went to regionals. And trained, and I competed, and that was so amazing. 2018, I went to the CrossFit regional, mm-hmm. and I came out of it with shoulders that had just been overcompensating for imbalances that I didn't even know were an issue, because obviously right before the competition, you get the events, and some of the events were just not something that I was ready for, and I did it anyways. And I did a stem cell in both my shoulders, and I recovered from that. And then the CrossFit industry and the competition season was like extremely up in the air. And I'm at a point, I'm 31. I'm spending time with my best friends. I'm learning how to wake surf because I'm going pro.
Because you keep pointing to her and not
best
me.
Set. She
friends,
pointed to both.
Look at this.
No, you said that, but you looked at her.
Shaka.
Listen.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally
Shaka.
I'm doing
I'm just kidding.
Horseback riding lessons.
So you love your life now.
Dude, to compete in the CrossFit Games should be the same as like if you went to Olympia again.
Yeah.
It is a full-time fucking job. And unfortunately, like I know that a lot of the people, I don't know, but I would assume that a lot of people that are asking that question is just thinks like, they don't really think logically in a sense of what it takes to do that. Financially, time. I do not have the finances to just shut out and
everything.
Shut down what? Everything else that I've been doing, businesses I'm working on, built, working with, to just focus. If I wanted
on
to really
thing.
Compete
yeah.
again
That's-
at a very high level, that is everything. That is all my time, all my focus. And I can't afford that long term.
Yeah.
It's not worth it for me. Now, if you're asking the question in a grand, big picture of just like possibility of any competition. Yeah, possibly. And team would be dope. But right now,
nope.
I don't, like, for instance, like right now, by the time you guys listen to this, the CrossFit Games of this year will have already happened, but I don't give a shit about them. I really don't. I don't care. And some people might hear that and be like, oh my God, why? And it's like, well, one thing, people that are so, for instance, like, let's say LeBron James, you think that he being a professional basketball player is like watching basketball? He is for game. He is for practice. He is for learning what he needs to prepare for in competition. And maybe he has favorite athletes. Maybe he cares so much about other people that he watches some games. But in reality, I'm not going to be interested in the sport so intensely unless I'm in it.
True.
Until you reach, if you're not at that point yet, you're intensely invested. If you're at that point, you're intensely invested because that's your fucking life. And when that's not what needs your focus anymore, you
have so much more time.
You send positive vibes to those people, but that's not your life anymore. And I think about it all the time. Like I want that. If I wouldn't have had to get a cervical fusion, I would be in a different place athletically in my career, 100%. But that's not where I am, and I can't change that. And this is where I am. And so it's like, I got to make decisions that are going to help me now and help me 10 years from now.
For your future.
Yeah.
Do you think I actually...
And for Gina's future. I'm always thinking about your future.
You know what? I'm just about my future.
did you know I was actually thinking about doing the Olympia this year?
I know you were.
Yeah. It was like back and forth. But I guess it was last year. Well, every year ever since I stopped competing. So Rob told me to stop because it like it changes you and people don't realize like how much. So with bodybuilding,
they don't realize it. And then they have any glimpse of experience of it and then they just judge you on it.
Yeah.
Like you cannot, like I experienced that firsthand.
And the amount of how much more stuff I can do now, obviously with like year, like I think the last show I did was 2015 at the Arnold. So it's been like 5 years since I competed, but like I now am so much more involved with my own business because when I was competing, that was my whole sole purpose was what I was doing. Cause it's bodybuilding is a 24-hour a day job. It's eating, meal timing, eating when you're supposed to. So much has to evolve around food and then trying to stay away from everything. The amount of me not wanting to travel. I didn't go to like family events because any kind of get togethers are surrounded by food. And I didn't want to be around food because when I'm around food, I can't help myself. And then you end up and you go to parties and you're just kind of like, oh, I have to like eat out of a Tupperware and you bring your own food and it sucks. And to the point, I mean, I was fine with it because I had a goal, but now being on the opposite side, I'm living the best life, but there's part of me, there's something missing in my life. And that's why I started powerlifting. Cause I wanted to, I mean, I've been training for something. I'm an athlete. That's all I fucking know. I am a competitor. Like that's since age 5, I was a swimmer, softball, field hockey, basketball, soccer, track. And like, I went on and played soccer in college and like literally, except for the first 5 years of my life, everything was getting ready for something. So then you take that thing away from me and I don't know what to do with myself. Right. And like, I keep myself busy. I keep myself busy with Flagner Fail. And like now I'm part owner of Run Everything and trying to do things with that. And then building my own business with DLB Daily. And I love that, but there's something missing in my life. So that's why I keep teetering back and forth. But then I got the Graves' disease. I lost like 20 pounds. So like working that way back up. But it's always in the back of my head. So if I did compete, it would be the sole purpose of doing it for a different way. And it would be like to prove a point because I'm not going to win. I'm going to be the smallest one on stage because in bodybuilding, it's always advancing. So it looks like what physique used to look like. Bikini is what figure used to look like. Figure is what physique used to look like. Physique is now what bodybuilding used to look like. So it's so far past me. So I know I'm not going to be big. I'm not going to be the biggest one on stage. I'm not going to win. I'm not going to be the most shredded.
If you competed though, what competition would you just be able to do?
Oh, I could just do the Olympia.
100%
qualified for life.
And like, so like that right there, 100% at some, like when you decide you want to do it, you should do it.
Yeah.
For me, when it comes to like competing,
You have to qualify again, which is crazy.
It's a let me do the open, let me go through regionals, and then potentially go to the games. And so for me, I did that in 2018. 2017, I had a cervical fusion.
If you win the games, can you go back to the games?
I don't know if they do that anymore.
Oh, really? Because
they used to.
That's the only reason I can go back. Like I can, if you got second place Olympia, then you have to requalify. But if you got first,
they used to do that. If you want, so if they used to do, if you were a past games champ and you were at regionals, but we don't have regionals anymore.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's how it's like, it's null.
Yeah.
Because before sanctionals, because now there's a bunch of sanctionals. So in the very beginning,
so you have to do all the like the little stuff, and I don't have to do that little stuff anymore.
Which is why I think is a way bigger reason why when you do have the fire to do that, fucking do it.
I would just do it, and I would get drug tested the entire time. And I know people wouldn't believe me, but it's just to prove a point. If I can change one person's opinion,
you'll just show me your clitoris.
Yeah, I could just be like, see, guys, proof.
It's Colby,
a little tiny dick. If you have
a clitoris, has not turned into a dick
because it's a real thing, girls. Like, ugh.
We talked about that today.
But yeah, I would do it a different way, and it would be to prove one. It would be proving a point to myself because even when I was competing, every show I ever did, I never thought I would be able to do it again. Because like I look at videos and I look at pictures of myself, I'm like, how the fuck do I look like that? Like, how did I do that?
I've done the same thing.
And then every show, I could always do it, but I could never look like that unless I have a show. So I would have to sign up, prove that, like, I still have it in me.
There has to be a target.
There has to be a target.
That's for me. Like, I remember when I wasn't competing. So I came back from surgery. I was training. I competed at regionals 2018. And then it was just now dealing with my shoulders. And then there was all this like craziness of like, was there even going to be a CrossFit season? Is CrossFit over? Blah, blah, blah. It turned into like, what am I training for? And when you don't have, and that's why I give so much, like the people, like all of you that you, training isn't your job. And you have the motivation, like the 6 a.m.ers, the 5 a.m.ers, the people who work a full-time job, have kids, and you train, and you do that? Fuck, that is so amazing. I think
it's way harder now to train than ever because I don't have a reason. I'm going there. Way harder to like make myself do cardio or make myself eat well, which like I definitely struggle with that. But if there's a goal, the only way, even a photo shoots, I don't even take photo. Like if I was on the cover of a magazine or something, like I still wouldn't even diet down for that. Like I would just be like, this is what I look like.
This is who I am.
This is what I look like.
Do you like what you see?
If you don't, I'm sorry.
Are you entertained?
Dude. Yeah.
I think that's the, one of the biggest questions I get is like, how do you stay motivated? And I get it. Cause now it's so hard to get yourself to the gym when you're like, why am I even doing this? Like
that was me at the beginning, like during quarantine. During quarantine was like, because I was training, I was prepping for the West Coast Classic, and I was training, and then all of a sudden, it got postponed. Everything got shut down. We were in shelter in place, and then we like, I kept doing what I could for a little bit, and then it was like, wow, this is going to be way longer than any of us expected. And then it turned into, well, one, all the gym shut down. And it turned into like, you can't really fucking leave your house. Right. And
that was crazy.
It really was like a moment for me where like,
what am I doing?
It really was like, but why?
Yeah.
And I remember like looking on Instagram and like seeing all the girls. Like one, I still sometimes would like subconsciously compare myself to people I used to compete against and see them what they're doing in their quarantine. And I kept thinking to myself like, I would think like, oh, I should maybe do more. And then I think to myself, why? And that was something I struggled with.
Yeah.
What's the goal?
Because I wanted to be doing more. And at the same time, I'm by myself all day. Me and my dog, sheltered in place, in my house. And dealing with like a, situational depression, not having interaction with people. And then like, what am I training for? For a competition that's been postponed, we don't know when it's going to be. And so it was so hard for the longest time to get myself to do anything.
Yeah.
And I went through that. And then, now I'm at a point besides Gina's like, look at the time. I want to go to bed.
I told you.
This is, what time is it, Gina? It's 11:43. I mean, she's 50.
She's past her bedtime.
That was actually not nice.
I know.
I said I'm gonna be the time cop.
I was trying
said,
to get,
you should be.
No, you did not say that for tonight.
I actually did.
No, you didn't. You said that for like another day because we were gonna podcast earlier in the evening before dinner.
Said that tonight.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
No, you didn't.
We'll fight later.
I'll see you in our bed. Oh my. I'll meet you there. anyways, it's really hard. It's not just for all of you. It's hard at a certain point in your training or competing. I'll speak for myself. I'm at a point where I want it to be enjoyable. Dana's at a point where she wants it to be enjoyable. And if you're not, if I am just trying to do it because I want to be ready and I enjoy it and that's my brand and that's my life, and that's what I enjoy. It's just better if you have other people doing it with you. For me, if I've decided I'm going to compete for something, I give myself an end date. I am in 100%. I will get my shit done. I will show up. I will do it by myself. I don't care if anyone else is doing it with me. I will do it. But
then when you don't have that,
for me, I'm like, I'm dealing with this, and balancing travel and family and things like that is, I would say for me at this point, it's harder in a sense because I still have a standard that I want to hold myself to athletically, appearance, physical. And at the same time, I don't want to miss out on certain things and experiences with my life, my family, my nieces, my nephews, my siblings, my parents, that sometimes those aren't days, most of the time, they're not days of the gym.
Yep.
You know, and I'm just at a point, I'm 31. I want those memories more than I want just another day in the gym, unless I am working towards a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, my current goal is my friends, my family, and building businesses and creating a life beyond competing that can fund mine and Gina's life.
And possibly mine.
And Dana's. However, yeah. currently
I love it.
Dana's is actually funding, she's building something that will fund potentially mine and Gina's and herself. Okay. And then
Dana,
mine,
you're my sugar
is,
mama.
And I'm the backup plan.
Backup.
And hopefully, if the backup plan, which is me, doesn't work,
then we go to
Gina.
Oh, wait, why that?
I don't know.
Okay, wait. That goes to my question. This is my would you rather, Dana.
You have another one?
Sure to answer it?
Which question?
Oh, my
did
God.
You
are
ask?
You going to answer that? Ask me the same question?
Oh,
which question are you going to ask?
Oh, never mind.
What was it? Tell me off the mic.
Yeah, you already asked that.
Fuck.
Guys, she was going to ask me the same question.
God damn it.
And for that, I feel like we should probably end it because
I think we should go to bed.
The 50-year-old woman needs to go to bed.
Okay, again.
You guys, it's 11:47.
Capitalizing on my age is not very nice.
It's 11:47.
But also.
In Austin, Texas.
Makes sense.
It does.
Gina's 50 still at 11:47 in Texas. I'm 31.
Look at her. She's resorting to childlike behavior.
Natural. Natural for her.
She's done, guys.
You guys, thanks for listening.
We started off very humor and we ended very serious.
Which is honestly, that is what we normally do.
Yeah. Look at that.
Is it not, Gina?
Gina's going to put her headphones back on.
She's back in the game.
She's back in the game.
Take her off the bench.
If you guys aren't watching the video part of this, you're missing out.
Hold on, I'm back.
Oh my God.
Thanks for coming, guys. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe,
five-star rating, five-star warning, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
She was just signing off for us.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
Are you not going to sign off with D too?
Am I supposed to sign off?
Yeah.
Signing out.
Okay, guys. So don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. 5-star Dana. 5-star warning.
You knocked my headphones out.
I can still hear you.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it again.
Hey, you know what,
Gina?
Good.
We're good.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. We're sorry.
Guys,
and we're also not sorry.
We apologize for Gina's behavior.
We hope that you were entertained and also gained some sort of enlightenment. And incitement, and also
the effects of alcohol.
The effects of alcohol. We're gonna go to sleep now.
Good night, friends.
Good night. Hey, Colby,
you can turn us off now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Gina, hit that record button.
Bye.
Hey, we're unscripted.
Bye.
Thank you.
This is Will Friedle. In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, where communities can be disconnected, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network. They believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event. Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community. Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can help build a more connected community. Neighbor to Neighbor. It takes a neighborhood.
Hi, this is Dr. Laurie Santos. In a world that sometimes feels uncertain, there are beacons of hope in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network. We believe that the people living all around you are your best bet at creating meaningful social bonds and preparing you for the next big weather event. Whether it's lending a helping hand to a neighbor in need or standing together in times of natural disaster, Neighbor to Neighbor empowers you to grow your community. Visit caneighbors.com to learn how you can build a more connected community. Neighbor to Neighbor. It takes a neighborhood.